What's up, everybody? Here we are with the Autoflower Review. Sure appreciate you joining us. On today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about lighting with your autoflowers. We've got several questions over the last 2 or 3 weeks about what requirements are needed as far as lighting with autoflowers, and even had a few people that didn't realize you didn't have to flip the 12-12 to put an autoflower into flowering. So, first of all, let's address that. It's called an autoflower for the reason that it does not need a light cycle change to go into flowering. It's going to automatically flower. And so, a lot of times, like with photo periods, you would have during your veg phase, you would usually have it on like a 18-6 or a 20 on 4 off cycle. And then when you're ready for it to go into flower, you would flip it to a 12 on 12 off cycle. And that's it. That light cycle is what triggers the plant to flower in a photo period, which again, in the name, photo period, which means it's dependent on light to do what it does. With autoflowers, you could literally put it, I guess the best way to put it is really the more light, the better with autoflowers, because they have a set lifespan. Usually autoflowers are, from the time you drop the seed in the dirt to the time you're chopping her down, it's usually, 70 to 90 days. And because of that, such a short life, obviously it needs to do as much as it can within that range of time. So what I recommend is using a 20 on 4 off light cycle for autos, and that's from beginning to end. You never change that light, you just keep it on 20 on 4 off. And some people run 24 hours, and I've tried that, and I've really noticed that they like that downtime. Just like I guess any living thing, it wants to rest a little bit. And so I stick with the 20 on 4 off, and seems to be the sweet spot. So, but that said, you can always experiment. Some people do 18-6, some people do like 22 on 2 off. But I definitely recommend having that downtime to rest. I've noticed they seem to really like that. When you have them on 24, it seems after a while it looks like they're a little fatigued, like they're just having to go all the time, never have a time to rest. So yeah, set your lights to 20 on and 4 off. Depending on where you live, if you live in a pretty warm area, you might want to set that off period for 4 hours in the afternoon. That's what I try to do. Is it goes off about 11 a.m. to maybe about noon is when it switches off, and then comes back on at 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. depending on what time I set. But that basically just have it turning off during the warmest part of the day, and just helps a little bit with your overall room temperature, house, wherever you have it. So but, if that's not a factor, then, if you live in an area where it's moderate or doesn't really get all that warm, then that part doesn't matter at all. But you definitely want that at least 2 to 4 hours off to give them a chance to just rest a little bit. And another thing to address is how much light does my autoflower need? Autoflowers require less of everything. I've done lots of different experimenting, and I've found that, I don't even lower or raise my lights. I have them up pretty much as high as they go, height-wise, and I let them do their thing, because autos just don't need as much light as photo periods, especially, during the flowering stage. I have seen no difference from having my lights at about 50% up to almost 100%. Doesn't seem to make any difference. So I've determined that, you can pretty much, if you have appropriate lighting for the area, you can pretty much, max it out at 50 to 60%. Now, with that said, you know, in the earlier veg stage, you know, I usually maybe have it about 30% then. But other than that, you know, I just leave it in place and adjust the intensity a little bit as it, you know, once it gets well into flower. And, you know, at that point, I'll bump it up to about 50%. And that's what I've been doing lately. I haven't even exceeded 50%. So they do just great. You know, they don't need as much as we think they need. And so yeah, no reason to, you know, waste power and create additional heat and all that. I mean, it's just unnecessary. It's much like the nutrient side of the autos. They don't seem to consume as much nutrients. I usually use the rule of thumb of, you know, whatever the nutrient manufacturer suggests, I cut that in half, 50%. So if it tells you, you know, for instance, 2 milliliters per gallon, then I do 1 milliliter per gallon. And everything seems to do really well that way. So I guess the rule of thumb could be you can pretty much cut it in half across the board. That's I guess that should be the name of my way of doing things, is cut it in half. But, you know, and it's just, it's not so much that I'm super worried about conserving a little bit of power or making the nutrients go further or anything like that necessarily. It's just more of, you know, why waste it? You know, I mean, if it's not going to use it, doesn't make any difference. Why even do it in the first place? And I've heard, or I've read, where people, like on the nutrient side, that, you know, use even less than that. You know, so I don't know. I can't really swear to exactly, you know, how much you can get away with, but I do know 50% of whatever's recommended seems to do well. And really, at the end of the day, you know, it's just about, you know, you want your plants to just thrive. And I think, unfortunately, we tend to want to push too much, you know, and a lot of times that ends up causing issues. Nutrient toxicity, in the case of the lighting, you know, some people lower the light down real low and they're blasting the hell out of the plant, and that's no good either. So I kind of think of it just to take everything, you know, dip your toe in the water kind of thing, you know, just give it what it needs, but no more than what it needs. And so I hope that answers a lot of questions about the lighting. Just really want to address this because we've just had an unusual amount of questions about it. And I know there's a lot of people always new to autoflowers. You know, this might actually, you might be listening to this episode, and this is the first episode you're listening to of our podcast because you want to find out, you know, about autoflowers. But at this point, and I've said this 1,000 times now, I've totally abandoned running photo periods. I don't even see a point to it. I mean, there could be some validity to it that, you know, maybe they're a little bit more potent or something like that. I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine that because everything I've ran in a while now, from like Mephisto, Fast Buds, I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, it's all been absolute fire. I mean, way better than anything I could get locally. So, with that said, I pretty much tell people don't even fuck with, you know, I mean, photo periods are fine. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with them. Some people prefer to go that route. But the thing about autos is you can have a perpetual grow going. And a lot of us that are just regular home growers, we're not, you know, we're not growing like 50 plants here, and we're just trying to grow for ourselves or maybe, you know, a family member or something like that. And autoflowers give you the ability to just have, you know, one tent, and you can do a perpetual grow where you say you start a new one every, you know, 30 or 40 days, you know, and then after a little while goes by, you're just about harvesting like one about every 30 or 40 days. And of course, all that depends on how much space you have. Most home growers just have a 2x4 tent or maybe a 4x4, and that's about it. And that's all you need if you're just growing for yourself or a couple people or whatever. I mean, especially if you're growing DWC. So anyway, that's pretty much all I wanted to address there on the lighting. You know, 20 on, 4 off seems to be the sweet spot with autos. And just go ahead and put your light pretty much up to its highest setting for the most part. Or, I mean, it don't have to be the highest, but it definitely does not need to be lowered down near the plant. If you've been following for a while, if you follow our page on Instagram, you know, you'll see many, many, many examples. We have a great team that really run a lot of different autos and photos, but in all kinds of different environments and methods, some living soil, some hydroponic, some outside. You know, that's what I love about this team, is that you see a wide range of different scenarios and situations and environmental variables as well. And depending on where you are, I think that there's a grower that is running theirs in a similar environment, so you can really kind of see what to expect if you're just starting out. So I guess the summary of this episode is, you know, a little goes a long way. Experiment. You can always, like with nutrient lines, you can always, you know, cut it down 75%. Start there, see how the plant reacts. You know, if it's doing well, leave it. So it's really just as simple as that. And I guess that's what I really want to convey with this episode, is that you can keep this process very, very simple. You know, like a lot of people, you have a lot going on in life. And while growing's fun and interesting and all that, there's a lot of people that, you know, just barely have time to stay on top of their garden like they should. So, in my opinion, it's just good to simplify it, you know. I mean, just figure out what the formula is for success for you and roll with it, you know. I mean, because that's all you're really looking for, is to be successful with your grow. So, anyway, so proud of everybody. I see so many people out there that's friends of the review, doing great. This community is amazing. Really, really thankful for each and every one of you, both all of our team members, our sponsors, and all the friends we have as part of our community here. So, it's amazing what we can do together, you know, when everybody just kind of puts their ego aside and works as a team. I mean, it's actually quite humbling. So, with that said, any questions you might have, concerns, anything at all, you know, we're here to help. So, you know, feel free to shoot us a DM on Instagram at the Autoflower Review. Or you can shoot us an email at theautoflowerreview@gmail.com. We'll do all we can to help you out and try to steer you the right direction, or put you in touch with someone that can. So I guess that's about it for this one. I kind of rambled more than I meant to. I was really just wanting to address the light side of things, but I figured I'd talk about some of the other aspects too that kind of go hand in hand. But and again, if you have any additional questions to that, please reach out. And aside from that, you know what to do. Grow in peace.